Peace of the Lord be with you. Welcome back from break, everyone. I'm really glad you came back. I was a little worried. Some of you might have gone south to someplace warm and decided to never return to Michigan, to Hope. But I'm glad you did. One of the things that I love about being a part of a community like Hope are the ties that bind. Relationships that we enter into that are longer and more endurable than our just private ones. One of those relationships that ties our college together is with its founding church denomination, the Reformed Church in America. And today we have the great privilege to have its general secretary, one of its leaders, Tom DeVries, come and share a vision with us today. Would you please give Tom DeVries a warm Hope College welcome?
Good morning. Hey, great to be able to be with you this morning. I'm glad you came back too, man. I wouldn't want to preach to myself. So thank you very much for that. I always wanted to be artistic as a kid growing up. And any art majors out there? Oh, come on. Right? Got a few? Yeah? Make yourself known. Be proud, would you? I'm not going to diss you, I promise. Okay? My wife, Laura, was an art major, and I can remember as a little kid, I was given a piece of clay when I was about 7, and they said, make something out of it. And so I began to try to work on it, fashion it, turn it into a beautiful penguin. And it ended up looking like an owl, and it was a pretty bad owl. I can remember being given a bar of soap as a Cub Scout and saying, would you carve this into a fish, and having mine turn out looking like a little bit more like a polywog, right? And then I thought, one more shot. I really wanted when I was in high school to be an architect. And then I got a C in geometry. End of story, right? You know, I had this great desire that something that I would create would have a nice plaque on the bottom of it that said, Tom DeVries, sculptor. Huh. In my hands, clay is worthless and a waste. In the hands of an artist, it can bring forth beauty. In the hands of God, it can bring forth life. We look at being transformed and transforming. It's part of our vision in the RCA. But before there's any transformed or transforming, there is being formed. Formed. Why don't you say that word with me? Formed. Yeah. We are formed by God. Isaiah the prophet on Isaiah 64 verse 8 said, and yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all formed by your hand. Can all breathe a sigh of relief that you are not formed by me. We were formed by God. He was the designer, the sculptor, the molder, the maker, the fashioner, the finisher. Each of us has been formed by God and for God so that we might be able to enjoy God forever. What ended up happening was sin and rebellion compromised and changed our relationship with God. And rather than life as God intended it, there became instead separation and death. And in the midst of that, God brought a way of reconciliation through Jesus Christ. Christ's atoning sacrifice on the cross took care of our sin. And it changed our very nature. And we moved from sinful to holy. And we were transformed. Say that word with me. Transformed. Transformed. Our very nature was changed. We moved from death to life, from old to new, from unrighteous to righteous. And we live differently. We live a changed life. We are transformed. And so we're growing closer and we're going deeper and we're drawing nearer in our relationship with God. And we live to glorify God and to live a life and lifestyle that reflect that relationship. We are formed by God. We are transformed in Christ so that we can be transforming. Let's say that word. Transforming. Yes, that we can be God's agents of change in our world. We are transformed so that we can be transforming. And that's a commitment that we're making in the Reformed Church in America. That we would begin to look and say, what does it mean to be transformed in Christ and transforming through the power of the Holy Spirit? To begin to say, what difference can we actually make in our world? That we're committed to radically following Christ in mission together. And what does it mean? Three things, very simply. Number one is sacrificial service. Sacrificial service. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 5, it says, this is how we know we're in him. This is how we know we're in Jesus. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. If we're transformed, we will be transforming. The transformation shows itself in living like Jesus. You keep reading in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Radically following Christ in mission, it calls us to a place of sacrificial service. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And so we lay down our lives for others. We become the hands and feet of Christ. And so we pick up the towel, we grab the basin, we wash people's feet. And so we serve the poor and we feed the hungry. We help the hopeless. We reach out to the marginalized. We visit the prisoner. We serve willingly and sacrificially, just like Jesus did. Transforming is about sacrificially serving others so that they can experience life change. It's giving our life away for the benefit of others. There's another piece to it beyond sacrificially serving. It's authentic relationships. John writes in 1 John 3:14, we know that we've passed from death to life because we love our brothers. See, transforming happens in a very deep and honest relationship where love is present. See, you and I can live like Jesus because we love like Jesus. See, what good is it if you serve me but you don't love me? What good is it if I serve you but I don't love you? That's a transaction. That's not transformation. Radically following Christ in mission together calls us into authentic relationships with other people. Then there's one more piece, and that is spiritual transformation. In 1 John 3, 23 and 24, it says, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. Those who obey his commands live in him and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the spirit that he gave us. Believe, love, live, obey his commands. What good is sacrificial service without spiritual transformation? We may go out and we may change people's circumstances. We may be able to change people's situations. But transformation, spiritual transformation, lasts forever, changes people forever. As we're transformed, we become transforming so that we can bring in the kingdom of God. We can make a tangible difference in our world so that others can experience the transformation that we've experienced. We've been formed by God. We've been transformed in Christ so that we can be transforming through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's what it means for us to be radically following Christ in mission together. It's part of what it means to be a group of people that have been called by God to journey together to make a difference, to live and love like Jesus in our world. Amen? Amen? Amen. Let me pray. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. Thank you for each of these students here. I pray that you would continue to be doing your work of transforming in their heart and in their life, that you would help them to live and love more like you. And then out of that, they'd begin to be able to share the transforming good news of the gospel and of Jesus Christ with others. We pray for that blessing on them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.